After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Woo! There's our music.
Here we are.
Cue the lighting.
That's right.
Music.
We've just entered Orange County, right?
I feel the sunshine.
That's right. We're there. We're there now. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of our Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. We are embarking on Season 10, Episode 5, Game Changer.
And what a game changer it was, Blake V.
It really was. Tonight's episode was crazy. We are going to get into it. It was heart-wrenching. It was all the feels. It was quite an episode.
Someone should have told me I needed a box of tissues.
I know.
Right? Like, thanks.
Oh, I know. Just
right before filming.
Heartbreaking. Very heartbreaking tonight. Some funny moments, some good moments, and then, of course, some sad moments. We'll touch on all of those. You can find us, of course, always on YouTube at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. And you can catch our audio later on SoundCloud and iTunes, and you know, when you're in the car, when you're stuck in traffic, when
the
you're
cop.
Going on that job.
Yeah. The job.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to us then. It's good. You can catch up if you haven't caught us live. Be sure to interact with us, chat with us using hashtag ABTVRHOC, and that way we can keep track, keep everyone together on the OC front.
Yeah, right. I want to know what you guys think.
Yes. Yeah. Please chime in. We love it. We love your interactions. I am your host, Blake V. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Blake V Media. And ladies, who are you? Tell everyone who you are.
Oh, that's a deep question, Blake.
Who are you?
I'll start at the top. I'm Christy Olsen, and you guys can all tweet me at Christy Reports. I don't know about breaking this one down, guys.
It's a tough one.
I know.
It's going to be tricky.
We it's so tough that we thought the OG from the OC, Blake V, should do the do the dirty work for us. I'm Allison Dean, and you can find me really everywhere at the Allison Dean, and I love when you do. And holla at Joseph Boza and at Theater 2015. Thanks for being in the chat with us tonight. Welcome.
Exciting. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to the chat.
Welcome to the chat.
Yes.
Tell us what's up.
Okay, so as unfortunate as it is, kind of kicking things off, I think most importantly, it would be best to touch on Vicky, poor Vicky, and her whole situation that we saw on tonight's episode. Her mother passing away very unexpectedly.
Yeah,
it seemed she wasn't sick or anything. She had seen her recently. She'd spoken to her the morning of. It was just very unexpected. And at the Bunko party, no less, just the timing was just horrible. I said midway through, if I were Vicky, I don't think I'd go to any more Bunko parties.
You did say that.
Yeah.
I vouch for you.
She's
Bunko's
had some
thoroughly ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
She's had some harsh things happen at these Bunko parties.
Not her luckiest days at the Bunko affairs. No.
No, not her luckiest days. So, you know, so really, it felt like the second half of the episode was really just kind of documenting Vicky's news and just her kind of digesting it and taking it in and just very rough. You know, it's so hard to lose loved ones, mm-hmm. of course, and just especially hard when it's your mother, you know?
Well, especially when you have a good relationship with your mother, which Vicky has made it very, very clear, and we've seen so much of their relationship throughout the seasons that you know that they had a very tight bond.
Well, and to watch this play out moment by moment from the time she gets the phone call with Brianna, mm-hmm. she's on the floor, and then the friends come. I mean, to watch this all happen was just really heavy.
It was, and you know, Heather really... said a great thing. She really put it nicely and very, very clearly. She said, you know, we are very different women. We have very different opinions about things. We agree, we don't agree.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we're friends. So when something awful happens like this, like, it really was kind of interesting to see, okay, everyone came into the bunko party with their own, you know, issues and kind of thoughts on how it would be. But as soon as this thing happened with Vicky, everyone
they all came
just,
together.
They all came together. They just dropped any sort of issues that they might have had with one another. And we're really there to console Vicky and help Vicky. And that was really nice.
Wasn't it Heather, too, that said when Vicky was saying, you know, like, I lost my mother, I don't have anyone. I think it was Heather that said, well, you have all of us.
She did, yes, she did. And she was also the one who kind of went into action mode.
She did.
When this happened, she's calling Brooks.
Yes.
And did what I think I would do in that situation, too, and called her own husband. Mm-hmm. And just said, hey, I just wanted you to know that we're here dealing with this right now, and that I love you.
It puts everything into perspective.
Mm-hmm. It so does. And just, and like, what a jarring experience, too. I mean, of course, for Vicky, but for everyone else, too, not even knowing what happened, walking in on the situation. Like, they're just partying. It's the bunko party. They're having fun. They're drinking, whatever. And then just to walk in on this kind of groundbreaking moment, it's just, ooh, you know, everyone. I think it probably put that feeling in everyone. Just,
I think it definitely did, because you could see that whole room was right there with her. Mm-hmm. They were all there for Vicky.
Mm-hmm. They were. They absolutely were. And great to see, of course, Brooks got right there and was there to
console
Vicky. Yes, of course.
Like he should.
You should. You know, I was kind of wondering as we watched this play out, you know, you got to remember there's a cameraman standing there holding a camera. And,
there's
producers walking around. And I just thought having worked in production and been in that kind of atmosphere, my first thought was sort of like, oh my gosh, those are those moments where as a producer or as someone in charge, you make a call and you say, okay, turn the cameras off. Or I think maybe it would go on a case by case basis. And if this was someone else, the cameras maybe would have been turned off. But because Vicky's comfortable with them, she probably doesn't even see them anymore. She's played out so much of her life. She has a deep relationship with the cameras. The fact that there was no indication from her that she wanted that to happen, I think is probably what they took their cue from.
I wonder, too, if the producers asked her before they edited all the footage together, whether it was something where they wanted that much of it to be aired. Maybe she gave her, like, okay with it all, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she has been a part of the mix for so long that maybe you would say, and it's such a, I mean, that's such a personal thing to have out there for everyone to see that maybe they did say, hey, are you comfortable with us?
Well, hopefully she's been able to share her pain on camera before.
Yeah,
with her,
that's true.
With her divorce she's and other situations. So I guess.
And I'm
just wondering how she's feeling today watching this all play out.
I know. And now knowing that we are all seeing this now for the first time on tonight's episode,
she's probably getting flooded with tweets tonight.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Even though, I mean, did you know about it when it happened?
Yes, it was in sort of the entertainment news realm on the blogs and stuff that she had lost her mother and that the cameras were rolling.
So she probably got flooded, but I'm sure she's going to get flooded again.
Yes, absolutely.
She has so many people that love her.
Yeah.
So.
And we kind of got to see some cool moments with her and her mom over the years.
We did.
And Billy and the whole family together. And remember, it was a little more contentious amongst all of them way back 10 years ago. You know? And we really got to see that personality that Vicky was talking about her mom being sassy and still having fun.
Whooping it up.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, a lot of moms don't get a reality TV memoriam like that.
That is totally true.
Hopefully, if nothing else, Vicky can sort of have a little condolence from all the fans and take pride
absolutely
in the fact that everyone got to see this relationship.
I said we would have all taken a shot had I known that we were going to see this tonight.
In honor of Vicky.
In honor of Vicky and her mother.
Yes.
Theater 2015 said that Andy Cohen discussed turning the cameras off on Watch What Happens Live. So they did ask her and she said she signed up for it.
Oh, wow.
So thank you, Theater 2015.
And thank you, Vicky, for giving us such an eyeful into your life.
Coping.
Because any person could have said, no, absolutely not. Take that footage out. You know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She didn't.
I think it brought everyone together on some level too. There was a lot of, and it seemed like in future episodes we're going to get some more, I don't know, fallout from all of this, but in a
more positive,
like in
way.
A loving way.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, maybe this was kind of an event that spurred on just kind of more positive feelings
and a reality check, maybe.
Yes,
you know, hey, let's remember what's important, ladies.
Yeah. Totally. And we really even saw in our little teaser for next week's episode that there's some other kind of, you know, kind of deep moments. Megan with her stepdaughter, and you know, just some other kind of heavy things, and really just kind of the rest of the season. There's babies being born. There's all kinds of life changes.
Like, all right. And we got computer.
The phone. We got the phone and the computer, and we're good.
And we
and did. Down.
Maybe just and like we just need like trucks. Paper towels. It's live, everyone. You know,
I know. For our sometimes podcasters who are wondering if we got some crazy right. news here at AfterBuzz TV right now, we just had a little spill. It's no big deal.
No big
we're
deal.
We're gonna get it cleaned up.
We're gonna get it cleaned
we're
up.
We're gonna continue discussing.
It's gonna be A-okay. That's right.
So this does kind of come full circle because we know that Megan's stepdaughter is dealing with her mother and a terminal cancer diagnosis right now. So we will see a moment between them. Where Megan is expressing that this made her think about the stepdaughter and her situation.
Yeah.
And it sounds like maybe something that will bring them closer together, although it sounds like they are very close already.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a tough thing to see, too. Oh, I think we need that other one, too. Why not? Yeah, let's just get it all. Let's just be safe and prepared.
You guys,
and
guys this is so exciting that this happened.
I'm usually the spiller, so
I get so Christy's really happy that it was not her.
Redemption. Yes,
it was someone else tonight. Someone else tonight. Like, okay, wait. We're back in business, guys.
Yes,
it was a small detour, but we're back on track now. Sorry about that. Here we go.
And 3, 2, 1.
And we're back. Okay, perfect.
Party.
Exactly like you were saying, Christy. I mean, I know that we definitely see some deep moments with, you know, Megan and her stepdaughter and things. And really, it's interesting because the whole, really Housewives as we know them as a franchise, and really, of course, Orange County as the seasons that we've come to know, you know, it's like more lighthearted. We've got the drama. We've got all the crazy mm-hmm. stuff that happens. This season is way more serious. We have a lot of life changes, as this episode was called The Game Changer.
Yes.
I mean, it really is putting a lot into perspective.
Yeah.
For mm-hmm. sure.
You know, I think that's what's kind of kept me with this franchise, with Orange County, is that we've always seen more of their families. And if you remember, the core of the show, season one, that's really what it was. It was about the kids and the husbands and family.
It totally
and
was.
The other, like Beverly Hills especially, that I'm thinking of, is just about the ladies and their relationships with each other mm-hmm. and those issues. Whereas we do get to see these family moments on this show. And I think that's what's kept it around for 10 seasons and kind of what makes it, gives it a distinction from the other cities.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And we have seen a lot of that in the past seasons. Now, speaking of families and new families.
New families.
We see a little more of Megan and Jim's relationship. We saw some of that in the beginning, and we're learning of their crazy moving schedule and how they're moving 6 times in a year or something crazy like that.
Yeah, and I'm very sorry to interrupt you, Blake.
Yeah.
But this seems like the perfect time to tell everybody, which we maybe should have done at the beginning of the show, that we will be joined next week by Miss Megan King Edmonds herself. We're very excited to chat with her. I know, excuse me, all of us and you guys too are anxious to get to know her better.
Since yes, we are all.
We're seeing select Megan clips, I think.
Exactly. And I think it's really going to be nice to hear her side of things, her take on things, but also just as a real person, mm-hmm. not edited.
Right.
Because I feel like there's probably going to be a lot of good information there, as it would be to speak to any person on the show, you know?
Right.
So that's great.
I think there's a lot that she'll be able to reveal about some of the conversations and how they were edited on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, yeah, we've talked a little bit about...
Right, past events that seems we may not quite have seen 100% of the scenario.
There are pieces missing
yes.
in the last few episodes.
At least it seems like
that. So we're
going to
be getting to the bottom of that with
yeah.
Miss Megan.
That's right. I think that's
yes,
going to be
very
great.
Exciting.
So everybody make sure you tune in again next week.
Oh, P.S. Theater 2015, thank you for being just full of all of the info. Tonight on Watch What Happens Live, the vote for like who's... the favorite housewife, I guess, on OC, or maybe it was just Team Shannon versus Team Megan.
Okay.
So it's 80% Team Shannon, 20% Team Megan.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow. You know what? I bet when you guys all get to hear her side and when we get a chance to kind of get to know her better, like I've interviewed most of these ladies, I've met them, and even if you don't care for them, I'm thinking of Tamara in particular, who I wasn't crazy about on the show, but you meet her and she's so much fun and she's cool and she has a lot to say and then you just love her. So
and you see them as real people.
Yeah.
Once you speak to them.
Maybe when you guys and we get to meet her, that sort of sentiment will switch up a little bit.
Well, I will say this too. I thought this was rather funny. The last couple episodes, we were dealing with the whole, you know, interaction and debacle between Shannon and Megan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had had kind of one opinion that in this particular instance, it seemed like Shannon was a little overreacting to you know, the situation that had happened. However, on tonight's episode, editing or no, Megan had some quips there that were a little feisty, you know.
Well, we knew that too. Yeah. I think based on some of the previous stuff, she's feisty.
Yeah,
she is for
and
sure.
And Shannon wanted to just sort of brush over the whole thing that had happened, and she was sort of just saying like, "Let's agree to disagree and forget that ever happened and just move on."
Yeah. So let's talk about that phone call.
Yeah.
So Shannon reaches out to Megan. She's putting on this whole new bunko party at her house. She's hosting it. And now she's in the position to do the inviting. And so she, of course, decides to be the bigger person. She wants to invite Megan and gives Megan a call.
Very so, ceremoniously calls her to tell her she's being the bigger person.
I am the bigger person and you may come to my bunko party. Yes. Although I will say, I did think it was, given how things ended or, you know, the last interaction that they had together, I did think that was big of Shannon because...
I do. Well, I think it was courteous and appropriate.
Yes.
And I think it's also what Megan should have done to Shannon last episode. 90%
right.
90% of the thing, I was agreeing with Megan's sort of actions with, you know, with how Shannon behaved and everything, but
up to
the part where she didn't invite Shannon.
Yeah.
That I did not agree with. I think that regardless of what happened, because it's a group scenario, it's the show, it's whatever, I do think Shannon should have at least been invited. And mm-hmm. then it'd be up to her whether or not to come.
Yeah.
So I do think it was good of Shannon to at least invite her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to ask Megan if she regrets that decision or not.
That's a great question, right? Because, you know, like hindsight's 20/20, and maybe she did. And maybe afterwards she thought, you know, okay.
I also want to know if they're like BFFs now.
Wouldn't that be great?
They are. They are. They are.
I hope they are.
I have a little piece of news.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'll just say right now, Megan tweeted about Shannon last week and just said, hey, everybody, send Shannon some tweet love. She's a wonderful woman.
Oh.
On Twitter, you know, publicly. If you tweet it,
you mean it.
It must be true.
If you tweet it, you mean it. Well, I don't know if that's true, but no, I love that.
If you,
that's good.
If you tweet it, you mean it.
You mean it. Oh, Blake V.
You know.
To what you were saying
but
before,
that's great.
Last week, people were kind of, you know, Team Shannon or Team Megan, and this week, editing aside, Shannon definitely kept thinking about this first phone call and got a little hot under the collar and couldn't contain herself and just had to call Megan back.
For a second time, she had to call her back. Yes, and granted, you know, the conversation was a little rough, the initial phone call, you know, and Megan was not letting Shannon get off lightly. Very true.
No.
And she was making sure she knew, hey, I didn't like how you treated me before, and
right.
I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, 100% on board with this. And it was funny because Shannon went with it during the first phone call and said, okay, fine, okay.
But then she digested it.
Uh-huh. And then it took her a minute. And once it set in, she's like, wait
no,
a minute.
No. Right.
Uh-uh.
I failed to prove anything to that 30-year-old. I heard a tally tonight. Yeah. How many times she said that?
Excuse me. 30-year-old thing?
This week, it was only twice.
Oh, okay.
But at the beginning there, I thought, oh, we are on a roll. She's already
We're
said twice in
it.
Like the first few minutes. So that'll be something I'll keep a running tally.
The counter, the 30-year-old counter. I like it.
I think for me, if I was in Shannon's position for that whole thing, I would have probably done something similar where during, in the moment, you're being accommodating because you envision the conversation going in a certain direction. And so Shannon was trying to keep things moving in the direction she had envisioned, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then after she got off the phone, she realized, well, wait, actually, a few of those items I'm really not okay with. And I think I would have probably called her back, too. And been like, let's be
items.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Haven't we all been there?
Let's be clear about a couple things, because I'm not feeling you on those. Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like this happened. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I feel like last episode when they were in Napa and the whole thing went down, and then we saw the moment where all the ladies were sitting on the couch and then Megan came around to Shannon and kind of kneeled beside her to speak to her.
Yes.
And she said, she was kind of bringing it up again, but she just said, I just want to apologize. I'm very sorry for anything that I said or what happened, because Shannon had previously stormed out. So she took a moment to apologize. Megan did. And I remember she did. Didn't she? She said, like, she, you know, verbally said, I'm sorry for whatever happened.
But then whatever. she kind of verbal diarrhea'd it, I think.
She did. And she may have ruined it all by saying too much. But I do remember an apology.
You're right.
They apologized to each other what happened. And then Megan said her apology didn't sound sincere. So Megan basically said, you're fake apologizing. Right. I'm fake there accepting it. So I'll fake apologize back and you fake accept it too.
Got it. There we go. Because I was like, I feel like there was an apology there at some point and then it just got off kilter. But no, you're right. They did apologize to one another, but it was like not quite heartfelt. Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go. So in Shannon's mind, she really thought that they were back to square again. It was like no one had really apologized to anyone. Nothing had really quite gotten resolved the way she wanted it. So she said, okay, I'll extend the olive branch and let's see where it takes us. And then it took them to a place she didn't like. She didn't like what Megan had to say.
Would you guys have made that second phone call?
Yes.
You know, you sit and you stew and you get mad. And I think too that I would want to just pick up the phone and just tell her what's up. But like,
yeah,
I would worry that it would get too hot. You know what I mean? Like, I think I would maybe really, really want to, but I think I would probably not.
I feel like I turned to both of you when we saw that moment happen, and I did, like, at first I was like, I would make the call, and then I thought, actually, maybe I would just take the person aside at the bunco party, but then again, maybe waiting that long would not have been as advantageous in the sense of we see what happens when they try resolving things in person.
Right.
So perhaps it was just a little better to say, let me just get this out in the open. I wasn't okay with me saying X, Y, and Z, and see you tomorrow. Because at least then you're like, okay, well, we both now can marinate on that for 24 hours and just simmer. And I don't know.
Well, Shannon wanted to get the last word. I don't know if you guys were listening very closely at the very end. It was Shannon said goodbye, and then Megan said goodbye, and then Shannon said goodbye again.
No.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. She really wanted to get that last word in there.
Right. And, you know, I really do feel like that really is just the underlying theme all along with their relationship that we've seen thus far.
Right.
It's a power struggle.
It is. It's a tit for tat. It's a, you know, if you're doing this, I'm doing this to you, like just a back and forth kind of thing.
With my husband, you can't come to my party.
Exactly. And so, you know, at least for what we've seen thus far, it's just kind of been a back and forth. And I guess we'll see going forward what materializes from this.
Well, even when she arrived at the bunco party, so she had a gift and a lovely card, and then you know, Shannon, here's the wine that I would like you to.
It was more like, look, I brought you a present with a note. Aren't I so nice? Well, I still have the wine for the party to donate that you didn't invite me to. It's like, oh, man.
I know. It's like never ending. It's never ending.
It's like Stepford Wives contention.
I know it is. It's like petty. It's like not, but it is, you know? It's like a deeper issue, but it's just on surface, it's very petty. And I thought it was funny, too, because she's like, I brought you a gift with a note. And then she had her, like, read it
she
with her right in front of her.
Out in front of everybody.
I did think, I thought it was actually a very, like, I thought it was a nice note.
It was kind of nice. It was a kind note. Yes. I just thought, I was picturing she would read it, like, later that night before bed or something. You know what I mean?
And then, like, have commentary in the class?
Yes. Yeah. Like, that's what I was picturing. Not straight up, like, in front of her. Oh, thanks, Megan. Thank you. Thank you for the note. But it was nice. It was a nice
moment. Yeah.
It was it. Speaking of Megan, side note, I thought this was hilarious. So we saw Megan and Jim moving at the beginning of the whole episode.
Well, we saw her holding things and him doing things.
And
we
talking saw, about how she does all the
yeah,
moving.
We did see that.
I thought that was actually very funny. She had her Starbucks in hand and she had like her phone in hand and was like, I'm moving. And I'm
okay,
like,
Bravo?
Your body is physically moving and your arm is moving.
Bravo is doing a hilarious job editing because I feel like they've done this to Megan numerous times where she's saying one thing, like things that she does or doesn't do or things that Jim does or doesn't do. And then the background is the exact opposite of what she's saying.
Yeah. since episode one, since the first scene we saw them, and she was saying like, "Oh, he's so nice," and then they show a clip of him being not so nice.
He's like not so nice. Yeah,
yeah. They're setting something up for us. It's hilarious. Here for sure.
Yeah, and I feel like it's not the real picture, but I do think it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. I recognize it. I appreciate it. I'm laughing.
And
it's
I'm curious what she's gonna say next week about all that too.
Totally,
because she's gotta be
And we were.
I don't know.
They probably think it's funny. That they're being, that they can be cut up in such a way that they probably think that's so far off from how things really are.
Right. Hopefully.
They're like, oh, that's ridiculous. Hopefully.
Yeah, I know. Blake and I are like,
I'm like, hopefully. And it was funny because we were introduced to Jim's mother.
Adorbs.
Who was adorable. And Jim looks just like her.
Exactly.
Just like his mother. Wasn't that funny?
You can tell that cute. That was they were mother and son. Mm-hmm. For sure. There was
no confusion at the hospital there. That is her son.
Nope. Yep.
Confirmed. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was cute. Thought that was a cute moment.
And it seems like mom. Her and Megan had a good exchange, too. Like, they must have a good relationship.
Yeah.
I thought it was totally friendly and fine.
Totally friendly.
Although it was funny when she was like, you've got so many friends here. And I was like, does she?
You're like,
No, I'm not saying that in a mean way. Right, but right, I just mean, like, maybe there's, like, layers of friends that we have not been exposed
right,
to.
Right, or maybe she meant, like, now you have so many friends.
Oh, now
like,
you're a housewife. You've got this built-in array.
You have
array.
So many friends now.
Megan probably has a crew of, like, other 30-year-old girls that they just don't show on the show. They're 100%. Like, you know what? That would be too much young and hot.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. I'm sure they do. Well, Shannon wouldn't like that.
That's it. She's probably
too
with,
many 30-year-olds.
She's probably friends with David's mistress.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that was an interesting moment in the beginning. Speaking of that.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I was like, speaking of that, let's discuss that.
Yes.
That was a very, I was scared for her when I saw this all happening. And you had to rewind it because you were like, whoa, 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 what, wait, what?
It like happened so quickly and we were like, oh, wait a minute, this is serious. Yeah, so David comes back in and even his delivery of what happened was rather strange. The whole thing was kind of strange. He says, I ran into that
woman.
That woman.
That girl. That girl?
That girl you saw once at the beach. Once.
Yeah, that's not clear.
I saw her.
Yeah, and if this is his old friend, he would certainly
say my
think
old
he
friend.
Would use her name.
Right.
Or even and say, my old friend, blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah. Totally. Or the fact that he just was like, that girl you saw at the beach that one day, it was all just so willy-nilly that, I mean, that could be anyone. And then if that made Shannon think that that was the mistress, did she meet the mistress at the beach one day?
Right.
Are they all hanging out at the beach?
And there was an air of, like, how many girls were there that you're like, oh, it's the one from the
like
beach.
Which
no,
girl?
It's the one from the affair. It was the,
right.
It was messy.
Right. And I could just see that look of terror on Shannon's poor face when he said the news. I ran into the woman. And
it was like,
she was like,
eagle eye.
Just dead.
Yeah, yeah, she was
And then I got, like, a pain in my stomach because I was just like,
This isn't good.
This doesn't look good.
Red alert.
Such an interesting kind of exchange ensued after that. And I'm curious, really, what you guys think about this. Shannon is at a point where she's still upset about the affair and she still needs reassurance from David, especially at times like this when he's running into these girls.
Yeah.
But she's worried that if she asks him to reassure her too much or if she gets too mad, then he's going to think she'll never get over it and then he'll be mad. This is, of course, always the running catch-22 with a marriage where there's been an affair.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a problem with Shannon and I felt like she's done this the whole this season and last throughout this affair thing, like taking too much responsibility for David's actions. And I just thought, I hope that she feels like she can get that reassurance at least sometimes, or I don't know, to feel that she's keeping it inside still on top of everything else really made me feel bad for her.
Yeah. And you know, okay, so this is a really tough situation this season because, you know, every person with a heart will look at this story and see Shannon and see the scenario that she's in and feel bad for her. It's a bad situation. And I feel like every person has a sensitive heart towards her in the situation. I mean, nobody wants to be in that situation or really watch someone in that situation. It's heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you definitely feel bad for a person, but there comes a point where you say, like, as a person, why are you taking so much of this? Why are you allowing yourself to feel this way? Why are you accepting this fear and all of these feelings from the husband? If you do not feel confident with him, you should not be in the relationship with him. If you have a fear that you're annoying him too much by making sure that he's not cheating on you, then that's not a good relationship.
Bingo.
I agree.
Point blank.
And I also, to add to that, I think it's one of those things where I'm hoping that they're still, I don't, maybe you know this, I'm hoping that they're still in some kind of a counseling, because it just seems like the way that they both need to communicate with each other, they just need to find more of a common ground. Like, he needs to know kind of the way she needs to hear things, and vice versa.
Yeah, like, because they still need somebody to help them out a little bit with that.
I think so. Right, because it does seem like they have a very skewed sense of communication. Mm-hmm. And it's like they're trying. Their hearts are in the right place. We're seeing that they're both kind of trying to move forward.
Yeah, he wanted to come home and be honest about this situation right away.
Exactly. And but just, like, his delivery was a little strange. I could definitely see from Shannon's point of view, if he walked in
delivery
and said that to me.
Bad.
No, no. And he's like, I saw a woman, the one you saw at the beach. This
and I'd
woman,
be like, hold up. Hold the phone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So her,
yes. What the hell are you talking about?
Yep. So her reaction was 100% valid, I thought. Because it's like, well, what are you talking about?
I've done that with my fiance.
Why, like, are you saying it this way? What's going on?
What the hell? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. No, seriously, I've done that where my fiance will say something and I'll be like, what? No, what?
You're like, no, no. Come again?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This is not...
Anglais, por favor? You know, there are times, though, like, I wish that Shannon may have reacted like that, but just kind of...
Andrew,
man,
you know
I
what?
Wish she did.
But you know what? After everything that we've kind of said,
I know.
Now,
I understand why she didn't.
But, and at the end of the day, you're on camera, and it's got to be hard.
Oh, because she's actively censoring herself right now because she doesn't know what's going to come out of his mouth and thus be...
Or out of her mouth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would be horrible in this scenario because I would be completely unpredictable. I would be like the fan favorite because I would just be drama all day. Like, I would just, I couldn't hold back and I would just be like, what?
And the next housewife of Orange County? Blake V.
Right here. Yeah. So the fact that she has that much restraint, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be heated in the moment and confused and scared and worried and all
that's
those feelings
hard.
Of just like, what did he just say to me? But you've got the camera on you and you're like frozen. I totally get it.
Yeah.
And yet she's got to keep it in and say, okay, that's great. Okay. You know what I mean? Because she's just trying to kind of keep it in so she's not fully out there. It's a tough balancing act.
No, that is very tough. That's absolutely true.
Only their second season on the show.
Yes.
You know, like, we were talking about someone like Vicky and how comfortable she has gotten sharing these moments. You know what I mean? She's been around for 10 years. It took her 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, they're just on their second season with the show. So that
totally.
Comfort.
Although,
that,
you know what's weird?
They're still very aware that the cameras are there.
As much as it's only her second season, she's, like, very much like an OG kind of now to me.
Mm-hmm. She is pretty open.
In the sense of just the way that the other housewives now react to her, I think, it just seems like her level of...
She brought so much crazy that first season that she garnered all the respect. They're like, all right, we're just not going to touch that one.
They're like,
You're good.
Yeah. Totally. I know. And, you know, it's just, it's so, I feel like I keep saying interesting, but it really is interesting.
It's very interesting.
You know? And it just seeing her personal struggles aired on the show this way.
Ugh.
It's got to be so tough. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's tough enough being on this show when things are fine or whatever, when you're living
there's
life.
There's still a ton of scrutiny.
It's hard enough. Yeah,
right.
There's tons of drama and weirdness and random stuff that goes on. But then to be having this struggle, this interpersonal struggle with your partner, and then this is now being documented into the world, you got to know. Like, it's like on one hand, you're excited. You want to be on the show. You want to be a part of the things that are happening. But on the other side, it's like... It just is painful, I feel like. It's just got to be hard. It's got to be really hard on Shannon to just juggle all of this that's happening.
Right. 100%.
Continue reliving it.
100%.
Yes, and then reliving it. Mm-hmm. Watching these episodes.
I wonder if she is watching them.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm sure, especially it being her. Yeah. No, I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's some hard stuff.
But,
it
you know,
hard.
We found a kind of another interesting relationship blurb at one point in this episode too, and that's that Megan and Jim don't spend more than maybe 50% of their time together.
Yes.
And that's a whole different thing than what Shannon
whole
and David
issue.
Are dealing with.
Totally.
Sometimes that's for the best, I have to say. Sometimes that's for the best.
I kind of wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this.
I know.
Like, myself and my husband, he works in Minnesota a lot of the time, where we're both from, and so we're probably at like 60-40.
Okay.
Not 50-50.
Okay.
But it's a lot of time, and it's just something that we've gotten used to. We've been doing it for years. But
yeah.
I do find when I'm telling people about it that they're sort of like, oh my gosh.
That's
you know,
so
and I'm
much
like,
time.
Yeah, you're right. It is really sucky.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. I think when
a
relationship works, a relationship works. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says about it. Because if between you and your significant other, you know that it works, then that's enough for me, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, and it really, who am I? Just if it's enough for you, that's fantastic. So I think it's just, if it works, then it works. And that's the reality of it.
I 100% agree.
I mean, depending on the roles that you have in a relationship, so if both people work, both people have an agenda, whatever, whatever, there are times when you're going to see each other more or less, you know, depending on what your goals are, what you want to do, blah, blah, blah. And it's not like that's like the way it's going to be for the rest of your lives necessarily, but it's like, right now, this is how it's working.
Totally.
And that's how it's working. And maybe next year, I'll see you a little bit more. Maybe the year after that, maybe not. I don't know. But
well, and their relationship has probably been like that from the beginning.
As long as he hasn't
been straddling both states. And, you know, his family has always been here in Orange County, so that's probably how they started, and it probably doesn't seem that weird to her.
Totally. And they're making it work. I mean, you know, so far it's fine. And it's funny because Vicky brought up, just on her own, she said, oh, no, I don't like the sounds of that. That's a red flag that you're not spending that much time together. You know, but...
Hello, Vicky. Was that not Don's number one complaint?
Yeah.
Was that she was gone too much? Time with her?
Time.
Yes. Yep. Oh, Vicky, foot in the mouth on that one.
I know, I know. So, you know, but there you have it. It's the perfect example of here now she is saying, oh, no, you need to spend more time with your spouse. Meanwhile, before that, you know, years ago, she didn't want to be around him ever. So
there's that. Learned her lesson, I suppose.
She has. And, you know, and it really is different for every couple. I 100% agree with Allison because it's like, you know, there are some couples that spend so much time apart that when they're together too much, it doesn't work.
Right.
Right. And, you know, and then vice versa. Some couples have to be attached at the hip, and if they're gone too long, things get crazy. So, you know, it can be either way.
Yeah.
And it's just
what works for you.
Wherever you're comfortable and you feel supported and wonderful and loved is the way that it should be. Everyone's different.
And there's something to that whole, like, absence makes the heart grow fonder
thing. I agree with that as well.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I do at that time.
Yeah. When you miss someone, I think spending that much less time together, that time seems really valuable.
Although I do think it depends on how busy you are. I will say that. Depending on how busy you are as an individual, then you may miss them.
Oh, yeah. I still talk to my husband, like, at least every 2 hours. Like, if he doesn't call me for, like, 2 hours, I'm like... You haven't called in a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh.
So maybe that's why. Yes. Maybe that's a big part
totally.
Of it, too.
You stay and like, connected, and
like
that helps.
Staying on the webcam at night and stuff like that. Like, you like sit and watch a show together on the webcam.
Oh, that's adorable.
That is the cutest.
That's very cute. That's cute.
But you got to work at it. So if they
exactly
work at
that.
It, maybe Vicky's concerns
and you have,
are unfounded.
You have found what works. You spend time via webcam. You find ways to get around whatever your scenario is.
Yeah.
When it's a good relationship and it works, you do that.
Yeah.
I like it. That's wonderful.
And I agree.
And speaking of good relationships, I am a little happy that Vicky and Tamara are friends again now.
Yeah.
Because
I like their friendship, and it was a little wonky with them being out of sync. And so now that they're friendly, I'm excited about it. And I like
the same can be said for Gina and Vicky as well.
Oh, yeah. Gina's back
and
in the mix now.
I wish that we could see Gina all the time. I know she doesn't want all that.
Right.
But first of all, she
how good did
looks
she look?
Better than ever.
She looks great.
She looked amazing.
She looks great.
Ever. Amazing.
Oh, she does.
Yes. Oh, Gina, please rejoin this cast full time. Please.
She'll like
peppering. We want to see those sexy
songs. As she always does.
Peppering.
Those Keo boys.
Right.
Yes, and you know, just as Gina gets peppered in, and you know, we sometimes revisit people from seasons past. You know, maybe we'll see more of that because, as we've seen with Vicky and Tamara's little, you know, adventure to the spa, they had some great conversation, and they were talking about, you know, grandkids and you know, all kinds of things just in life that are changing for them. And
they have so much in common.
One anecdote I'd like to add regarding that spa encounter, because I've been in a situation where you get, like, lathered up with goo, and then you have to go take a shower, and it's like, no. It's not relaxing. It is not good. You need to have the experience where if you want to get shellacked with goo, if you do, if that's like what you need, then you have to be in a room where literally the bed is underneath a shower. So then you don't have to move.
Right.
And it's like, then you can get a massage in the water. It's like a water room. Anyway, I'm just giving a note to anybody that may want to one day.
And I'm going
to
second that.
If you thought that looked like fun.
Yeah.
No.
No. And it sounds though like you've done the treatment
both.
Where it is under the water and
yes.
then they like hose you off
yes.
also. Yes, where the hosing off is available.
Yes.
And you don't have to get up.
No, right.
That's the one you want. When you book your next treatment, that's the one you ask
Make
for.
Make sure they have ask the hosing room.
Yes. Request the hosing room.
hey, this is a you know, I think it's a reasonable note because we saw how uncomfortable Vicky was getting off her bed and into the shower.
You are doing a people a service right now. Giving them this information.
Housewives panelist tip of the day.
There you go.
That's what we have for you.
I've got your back.
Yes, well.
And your front.
All of it. On that note, I think everyone's well taken care of. I think we've given them the tip. We've covered everything we needed to.
Go watch Heather on her botched episode.
Yes. Find out what she got taken out of her hand.
Kind of something funny about last week. Remember Megan told Shannon that she's just not that famous. Or one of them said not that famous. Tamara had a shirt made for Shannon that says not that famous. And you can see it on Shannon's Instagram.
I think I saw that photo.
Yes. And all I love it. Since I know we're all such hardcore fans, we caught this. But Megan mentioned her first marriage on the show.
Oh, yes.
I think it was last week.
Yes.
There was a big internet story today. Megan's secret first marriage that she talked about on the show. I get really freaking annoyed when the press does not know their stuff and they haven't watched the show and they don't know. But it was not a secret. Stop.
No, she announced it.
With
she
the did. Crazy headlines. Like, if that's what you need to do, then you're not doing good.
Yes. No.
Right.
So we knew.
We knew.
The fans knew.
Everyone knew.
She got married in 2007, divorced in 2011.
Bam.
And there we have it.
Bam.
And we knew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't need to ask her about it next week. So don't worry, Megan.
There we go. And that's right. So, everybody, be sure to tune in next Monday night where we are going to have Miss Megan herself
live
joining us. It's going to be fantastic. We're excited. We have all the details that we want to get from her. All kinds of questions for her.
It's going to be good.
Yes. And Mr. Grant Runner will be back this next week. I know that he missed you all and stuff. So
yes.
tweet him and tell him hi.
Yes. Tweet him and tweet us. And in the meantime, reach out to us with any questions or anything, you know, that you might want to bring up for Megan next week. We would love to see what you guys want to know. We'll be able to facilitate all the question asking here. So reach out to us. Let us know. Hashtag ABTVRHOC. And, of course, reaching out to all of us individually. We love it. We love your interactions. I have been your host, Blake V. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Blake V Media and on Allison's and my YouTube show, Winos and Onesies.
It's harder when we're not sitting next to each other.
I know.
It's
hard
to see. It is what it
over
is.
There.
It is what it is. And I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean and also on our YouTube show, which I hope you will all do. Maybe we'll go to a spa and be shellacked and then have wine. Anyway, go on.
Sorry. Well, please hit me up, everybody, at Christy Reports. I don't drink wine in my onesie, but it sounds like a good time.
Yes.
You could.
Hit up ChristyReports.com as well. I've got some brand new interviews there that you might enjoy.
Awesome.
So, and looking forward to next week with Megan.
Yay. Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us next week.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.